News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
I'm joined in studio here in Cork by Ralph Regal, the Southern correspondent and indeed colleague of Charlie Weston with the Irish Independent. Morning, Ralph.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Lovely to talk to you. Thanks very much for coming in. This first story is shocking to me. Tipperary firefighters, we were covering this last week about the Slievenamon fires. They would, for the most part, be retained firefighters, which means that that's not their full-time job.
Yes.
Somebody broke into their cars.
Yeah, it's actually shocking because on the one hand, you have guys that are literally risking life and limb to save the public and to save natural resources. They had their cars parked on Barrack Street in Care in South Tipperary. And between 12:30 a.m. and 1:30 a.m. on Saturday, a load of those cars were broken into. Some items were stolen, including some of the tools and equipment that they would be using. And obviously that's caused huge outrage because here are guys that are risking life and limb. And yet you have, as one councillor described them, as basically selfless lowlifes, nothing better to do.
I think he was quite polite in describing them as that, to be fair.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, you can imagine the upset that here are people that are basically they park their cars, they work hours and hours. You can imagine the heat, the smoke, the dust. I mean, here in Cork last week, you could actually smell the smoke from Slievenamon. So that'll put in context just how bad the fires were.
But the good people of Tipperary have now responded in kind as well, and they've actually raised money for these guys that they wouldn't otherwise have got to replace what they lost.
Yeah, very much so, because Care is a very proud town. I mean, I'd often go to Care. There's beautiful walks down around the River Shure there. Of course, you have the Swiss cottage and the castle, and it's a great community. And I mean, they wanted to show that this wasn't typical of what happens in Care. So there has been fundraising. There's been a tremendous outpouring of support for all of these emergency services personnel that have been doing everything they can to control these wildfires.
Another story that caught our attention this morning, front page of the Irish Examiner: Gardaí have identified children in this country who've become involved with an online network that is obsessed with violence. It's called The Calm, and I was much better when I didn't know anything about this, Ralph.
Yeah, I think it's one of those stories, Jonathan, that you read and you go, oh, just when you think things couldn't get any worse with the internet and online resources. And it's actually quite disturbing because it's violence for violence's sake. This isn't anything motivated by ideology or, you know, simple thing. Violence for profit, you know, for robbery or whatever, it's not. It's purely nihilistic violence for violence's sake. And what's really disturbing about it is that this thing called The Calm, it's an online group that appears to target particularly vulnerable children. So children that might have eating disorders, issues like that, they're the ones that are primarily
grooming them, effectively.
Grooming them for this. And there's no purpose for this violence other than violence. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, and the guards now are linking up with Europol because this is clearly an international problem.
Yeah, I mean, what's actually really worrying about this is, you know, we're not talking about broken windows and vandalism to cars. We're talking about serious acts of violence against people. And it's been reported across the United States, Europe, Australia, Scandinavia, and unfortunately now here in Ireland as well. There's been over 7,000 contacts in respect of children who have engaged in serious acts of violence that have been tracked back through internet footprints to this group, The Calm.
Yeah, it's really, really worrying stuff. And as people let their children loose on the internet, they're vulnerable to these guys getting into their ear. It's kind of scary. Different kind of technology, though. AI, Ralph, as a writer, you must be delighted with this gig, waiting for the cheque to land. Writers are going to share €1.3 billion after a case involving AI. It was a copyright infringement case taken against Anthropic, which is one of those big language models. What was AI? What was it doing?
Yeah, essentially, it was a learning tool. So what Anthropic were doing was its AI programs were reading books as part of its language development and comprehension.
It was fleecing the books, effectively.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the point was that they obtained the books through an online library, and it's kind of circumvented copyright rules. So this group action case was taken in the States a number of years ago, and it's now been settled. You're talking over $1 billion, but it is only open to writers whose works have been accessed, and it is only open to writers whose books have been copyrighted in the United States, which rules out a significant number of
Irish
authors.
That rules you out as well, doesn't that?
It does, unfortunately. Yes, yes, sadly. Sadly.
No retirement plans early there.
As if half a six on a Monday morning wasn't more depressing to realise that people who probably don't need the money, like Sally Rooney and Colm Tobin, are the ones that are probably going to get posted.
It's amazing how this AI works. It literally takes other people's work, then it's kind of passing it off as its own, saying, am I so clever that I know this?
Yes, it repurposes it. So it learns, it adapts, it memorises this material, and it will apply it in circumstances where it thinks it's relevant. So in one way, it's absolutely incredible the way this AI model has developed. But on the other side, there are rules and regulations there in terms of copyrighted material. There are some concerns that this settlement may establish a precedent in terms of kind of sidestepping copyright, but certainly any author whose book is copyrighted in the United States and who is going to get a very welcome check that they probably hadn't anticipated.
Valuable lesson for any writers: make sure it's copyrighted in the United States, 100%. Final story we're watching this morning, and this is one that we need to all pay attention to. 1 in 4 are bored by life with their partner. This is obviously very concerning. Who conducted this? This was the Journal of Sex Research.
Exactly.
Which obviously you're a subscriber to, Ralph. Tell us what it found.
Well, surprise, surprise. I know there are thousands of men listening to this morning who will not be surprised to realise that women got bored with their male partners much faster than the male partners got bored with their female partners. So in the case of women, it was between 1 and 3 years that they suddenly started to get bored with their male partners, and in reverse then, the men, it took up to about 5 years. Lots of different reasons for it. I mean, it could be to do with the birth of children, it could be changed financial circumstances, it could be the purchase of a house.
Pot belly,
receding hairline, sadly. All of those things apply in my case. But it's I suppose people look at it, it's the normal course of life. It's a couple adjusting to life with each other, that you get the first bloom of romance in settling together, and then you realise it's all about getting to know each other.
27%, this is very worrying, lads, if you're listening. 27% admitted to feeling bored, and half of those said their sex life had taken a dip as a result. So it's just about a bit of variety is what you need. Kind of, you know, don't do the same things over and over again, expect the same results.
No, and it can be people adjusting to each other. It can be people adjusting to each other with a slew of kids as well. So I think that can have a significant impact on any aspect of your life if you have 2 or 3 kids roaring at 5 o'clock in the morning that they're hungry.
Yes, and I mean, obviously, and take out his subscription to the Journal of Sex Research, which is clearly the way to keep the marriage going. Ralph Regal of the Irish Independent, thank you very much.
Thanks,
for joining
us.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage, in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.